Psalm 27 of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. What else do you need in life beyond the truths of Psalm 27? Fears press in on David. Such is life. Who among us does not know what it is to wake up in the morning and, as consciousness slides over us once more, feel clutching at our hearts the pressing anxieties and fears of the day ahead? This is normal. This is life. Consider the words of this psalm. Read them slowly. Drink them in. If the Lord is your light and salvation, of whom will you be afraid? Even if your own parents forsake you, the Lord will take you in. And note David's single longing, the one thing he has asked, to dwell in the house of the Lord and gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. Have you tasted this? Is the Lord beautiful to you? What is the beauty of God? It is his brilliance, his radiance, his sun-like shining forth in who he is for sinners. And in Jesus, we see the ultimate embodiment of the beauty of God. Jonathan Edwards put it this way: Christ has infinite loveliness to win and draw our love. He is more excellent than the angels of heaven. In beholding his beauty, the angels do day and night entertain and feast their souls, and in celebrating of it do they continually employ their praises. Nor yet have the songs of angels ever declared all the excellency of Jesus Christ, for it is beyond their songs and beyond the thoughts of those bright intelligences to reach it. Our hearts are hungry for beauty. In Jesus Christ, we see the face of God, just as David longed to see the face of God. See him in the Gospels and in all of Scripture. Commune with him. Adore him. He is the deepest longing of our hearts.